But then you get these related products, and you can see here it's recommended the Apple MacBook Air and the Asus ZenBook. But this is just so cool, you guys. You can see here that you're getting all the information as far as reviews go and star rating. You get your price, and you're also getting the free delivery here when you're shopping on Perplexity Pro. And you can see that they've also added a couple of other options, the HP Spectre, Dell XPS. But you can see all these rich, rich product details right here within the Perplexity experience. And then you see the Buy with Pro option here. And you can just do a one click and you can fill out your product specifications and your payment information, and you can buy it right with Pro. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back at it today, talking about some news about the next phase of AI search. Today, we're going to be talking about Perplexity's new shopping experience that they have implemented right into their search tool. So now, within the Perplexity app, if you are a pro subscriber, when you search for products or you have a shopping central search, you know, search that's specific to a product. And we're going to check out an example search here at the end of the show where I searched for a new laptop. And at the bottom of your results, you're going to get a related products section. And this is the Buy with Pro feature. Basically, it gives you a one-click checkout directly within the Perplexity platform. And currently, any orders are actually shipped for free as well. So this is just Perplexity taking another aggressive, competitive step in upgrading their search tool, which I think is very smart. They definitely need to build as much of a moat as they can around their search experience before OpenAI essentially has their own version of Perplexity right within the ChatGPT tool. We've talked about ChatGPT search, and so they're already kind of on that track. And I think this is a good move by Perplexity. The fact that you can now stay right within Perplexity's search experience and just click to buy products is pretty incredible. So these product descriptions and product information in the search engine are being populated through data partnerships like the one with Spotify. So they're getting access to products sold across multiple Shopify stores, Shopify businesses worldwide to populate this data. Additionally, they have announced the Perplexity Merchant Program, which is going to allow large-scale merchants and retailers to partner directly with Perplexity so that their information can be updated in real time about their product details. And this is one way that if you are a merchant or a retailer or a product marketer, this is one way you're going to get a preferred spot in these results, as if you're a part of this merchant program. And the best part is this program is currently free for retailers to join. So we're going to talk about how these results are ranked and pulled in a second here, but it does say that being a part of this merchant program gives you an increased chance of being a quote unquote recommended product, just because you'll be in their index and they'll have that richer data on the product. You're also going to be able to implement some payment integrations so you can be included in that one-click buy experience, the Buy with Pro experience that can keep people right within the platform. And there's also going to be some free API access and some cool custom dashboard options as well. If you are a retailer listening to this episode, I've not only linked to the article on perplexity.ai about the shop feature, but also the sign up form for the merchant program. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what this means for marketers as far as AI search goes. We've talked a lot about AI search and AI search engine optimization and how that's going to be kind of the next chapter of SEO. Actually, if you don't listen to Marketing School, or if you're not aware of Neil Patel, he runs that. He's a co-host of that podcast with Eric Hsu. He talks about something, Neil Patel talks about something called search everywhere optimization, which again, he talks about on the Marketing School podcast and elsewhere. And the concept is that it's no longer really just the search engines that you have to optimize for. There are so many search experiences out there right now, whether it's voice, YouTube, Pinterest. It's not just Google anymore that we're optimizing for. And that strategy lends itself well to being pulled by these AI tools, that search everywhere optimization. If you're optimized across the internet, that's going to help you rank in this new era of AI search. And what I think makes AI search so interesting and competitive, especially in tools like Perplexity, where they're adding amazing features all the time like this, is the lack of ads right now. None of these product placements that we're talking about are being promoted or driven by ad spend. So it's truly an organic ranking for marketers and product marketers to find some arbitrage there. And this new product search experience, it's back to quality product descriptions and just plain old quality products. If these platforms are driven by AI's capability to understand what your product is and what it accomplishes, comprehensive product descriptions are going to be key. Your product description needs to answer all of the questions that customers are asking the search engines about your product. And then you have the plain old quality of your product and the quality of your customer service. Perplexity is also going to be pulling from reviews and ratings across the web. So you want to make sure that you are truly solving your customers' problems and that you have good customer sentiment out there as well, at least as good as possible. So for marketers to focus on in this new competitive AI search landscape is creating comprehensive and accurate product descriptions that highlight customer questions and customer problems and customer benefits. Again, we're pretty specific to product marketing right now as far as this shopping experience goes in Perplexity. But this is also going to help AI better understand your product, optimizing these product descriptions. Also, optimize first search everywhere, that Neil Patel concept that I mentioned. You're going to want to build a strong presence across multiple channels around the internet. Make sure that your product is delivering on customer satisfaction. Do NPS surveys, net promoter score surveys, or whatever sort of customer surveys you're doing. If you're not, you should probably implement those so you know if you are in fact solving your customers' problems. Focus on those things if you're a product marketer today for sure. If you are a Perplexity Pro user, definitely go check out the tool. We're going to hop over into the tool right now just to give you an idea of what product experience looks like. So bear with me here. If you're watching along on video, you should now be seeing the Perplexity search interface. So I have searched, I am shopping for a new laptop. Help me find the best option. And you get the usual Perplexity breakdown of how it's solving your problem or answering your question. You get your sources and stuff like that, and you get a brief answer. But then you get these related products. And you can see here it's recommended the Apple MacBook Air and the Asus ZenBook. But this is just so cool, you guys. You can see here that you're getting all the information as far as reviews go and star rating. You get your price, and you're also getting the free delivery here when you're shopping on Perplexity Pro. You can directly view the details of the link that it's pulling from. So you can go right to Apple and right to the product details. Same with the Asus ZenBook, which is actually listed at Best Buy right now. And you can see that they've also added a couple of other options, the HP Spectre, Dell XPS. But you can see all these rich, rich product details right here within the Perplexity experience. And then you see the Buy with Pro option here. And you can just do a one click and you can fill out your product specifications and your payment information and you can buy it right with Pro. This is so cool, you guys. I think this is really, like I said, if you're Perplexity, you have to be feeling the heat from these larger companies that are probably going to cannibalize some AI search in the future, like OpenAI. And so if you can continue to do stuff like this for your users, I still don't know if they're going to be able to beat OpenAI in the long run when it comes to AI search, but this is certainly going to help them fight that battle. That's for sure. Another thing I really like here is the reasoning behind why you would buy each one of these products, each one of these models. So you can see here after the Buy with Pro button, you get a little description that you should buy this if you need blank. So in the case of the MacBook, buy this if you need a lightweight, high-performance laptop that excels in everyday tasks and offers a long battery life. In the case of the Asus ZenBook, if you need a powerful and portable laptop with advanced display technology and reliable performance for work or study. So again, it gives you a little bit of reasoning behind why you might decide each of these. I'm pretty hyped on this feature, and I think it's really, really strong. They even give you a little feature list at the bottom of each product that says, you know, check for high performance, check for battery life, check for design, or X for limited ports, or X for increment. So the features that this does have versus the features that it doesn't. So you can do so much comparison and shopping just right here within the search tool. And then lastly, they even have a little view more option for things like what people say, key features, and a review of the sources. And if you click on that, you're going to get this little side window that opens up to do a deeper dive on the product. So like I said, I think that's just a super strong feature, super strong experience from Perplexity. I'm definitely a Perplexity fan. And honestly, I hope they win. I hope they win the battle against OpenAI for AI search. I think that the more competition, the better in that space for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.